Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Thrilled that you are with us on this holiday Saturday morning. Folks, we're just a few days from Christmas. It's already the 21st of December. And so if you've still got some shopping to do for family, friends, and loved ones, you better get out and get it done. It's just around the corner, and we wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. For those of you who celebrate Hanukkah, a blessed Hanukkah season, and it won't be long, and we'll be talking about New Year's already. But with that in mind, we bring you another edition of our Grow Siouxland radio program, sponsored each week by my good friend Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. On behalf of Mr. Justin Barker, our producer, who's back at the Powell Broadcasting Studios at 2000 Indian Hills Drive, we wish you a pleasant, safe, and enjoyable holiday season. And speaking of the holiday seasons, my guest today is Mr. Mike Wilmus. Mr. Wilmus is the owner of two Wilmus hardware stores, one located in South Sioux City, Nebraska. Mike, I'm going to call that your flagship.
That would be true.
We'll call that your flagship store. And then, of course, you have one on Hamilton Boulevard in Sioux City as well.
Right, the Marketplace Shopping Center.
And what a beautiful facility. Shout out to John Gleason for the extraordinary work that he has done with that Marketplace Shopping Center. When you and I were kids, and I know we both grew up here, that was the Sunset Plaza. Do you remember?
Sunset Plaza and Woolco.
Yeah, Woolco. And I remember there's a movie theater in there at one time.
There was. And if you come into Marketplace Hardware above the checkout, I've got some nostalgic pictures of the Sunset Plaza there. There's even a close-up shot of Blackstone Hardware, which was down kind of where Hy-Vee is currently. Yeah.
I remember Blackstone Hardware. The first Scheels in town was in that Marketplace shopping space. And I think Bob Noller's Black Knight was there back in when you and I were maybe in junior high.
That's true. I remember Kenny Shoes and Bostwick's.
Bostwick's now, there's a throwback.
Yeah, well, we're getting up there long in the tooth, Chris.
Yeah, you and I have a little more gray hair than we did back
yes,
in the day.
We do.
But Mr. Mike Wilmus is my guest today, and we're going to talk about hardware. And for those hard to buy for people on your Christmas list, Mike Wilmus has just the thing, just the item, that off the beaten path gift that you're looking for. And Mike, we're going to talk extensively about your business in the second half of our program. Before we get there, we like to introduce our guests to the listening audience. And as I said earlier, I know that you're a local, but tell us about what side of town you grew up on.
I grew up in Morningside. Mom and Dad raised us on Ridge Avenue. At some point, we moved to South Palmetto Street, and then we finally landed on Williams Avenue up by the Floyd Golf Course. So I grew up in Morningside, spent a lot of time throughout the entire Sioux City area, because in high school, I did end up going to Helan and had a lot of friends on the north side and on the west side. And so I'm really a Sioux City product.
Yeah, you cover from soup to nuts all sides of town.
That's true.
And that's actually how your stores work today. I'm a Helan kid as well. Where'd you do grade school?
Immaculate Conception on right off Morningside Avenue.
Sure. And then off to Helan after that. What kind of activities were you involved with as a high school kid?
You know, it's kind of crazy. I started working right away. I did a little bit of golf, but that was about it. I spent most of the time, I started off working at the Coast to Coast hardware store in Morningside. Never planned on ever owning or buying a hardware store, but I really liked it. I liked taking care of people, solving people's problems, and that's kind of how I got my start.
I've known that you owned hardware stores forever. I did not know that you began by working them as a high school student.
That's true, yeah. And I went through college, and I worked my way up from putting bikes together and assembling things that need to be assembled to I was the department manager for a couple of departments in the store, and eventually I was the manager of the store. And when the South Sioux City store came for sale, I had just graduated from college, and my wife was a year behind me. We were engaged, and I was kind of waiting to see when after she graduated and got a job, then figure out what to do. And during that window, Coast to Coast approached me and said that the store in South Sioux City was for sale. And make a long story short, we put it together. Dad and I put that together, and I worked with Dad for a number of years. He was sort of a silent partner. He helped me on the weekends and a lot of nights, and eventually I bought Dad out and moved on to expand into Sioux City.
And didn't, for a period of time, was there a coast-to-coast in the old Indian Hills shopping center?
There was, yes.
And that was yours as well, was it not?
It was not as a coast-to-coast store. Coast went away about 1999.
Okay.
It converted to a True Value, and the guy that owned that store eventually wanted to get out, and he showed up at my store in South Sioux City one day, and he said, Mike, I'm either going to close this Indian Hills store or I'm going to sell it to you. One of the two things is going to happen. And so I took a look at it, and we put it together, and it turned out to be a great little experience for me. It taught me how to run two stores at one time, and I met just a really neat bunch of people up at Indian Hills. And what's interesting about Indian Hills and Marketplace is the Indian Hills store closed about 2014, 2015, sometime in there. And so for five years, I was not on the north side of town. But when we opened Marketplace in the year 2020, it was amazing how many of those Indian Hills customers immediately came back as though I'd never had left.
Yeah, I think my dad's one of them.
That would be true.
He loves your store. He loves the customer service. Has nothing but good things to say about it. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Mr. Mike Wilmus. Mike is the owner of two Wilmus Hardware locations, his flagship in South Sioux City, Nebraska, his second store at the Marketplace on Hamilton Boulevard in Sioux City, Iowa. Mike, IC, or Immaculate Conception grade schooler, a Bishop Heelan Catholic High School graduate, and then on to Briar Cliff. What did you study at Briar Cliff?
Business administration. Yeah, I wasn't planning on doing anything in the hardware world, but as luck would have it, it did work out well for me. I used some of those skills to get a small business loan and pay that loan back and run two stores and do a pretty decent job at it.
And were you dating your wife while you were still at Briar Cliff?
I was, yes.
Tell us about your family.
Gina is, she went to Briar Cliff for education. And Gina and I got married the year after she graduated and from Briar Cliff. And anyhow, we've got seven daughters. And it's been a real wonderful experience having my daughters work in the hardware store with me. I joked that all of them that worked with me could run their own stores. And luckily for me, one of them decided she wanted to do that. So my daughter Emily is actually managing our South Sioux City store and does a great job at it. She will take the store to places that I really couldn't take it to because I don't have the tech, the computer, that end of things that really is important in today's world to be relevant.
You know, Mike, I did not know that you had seven daughters. That's news to me. Congratulations. That's almost biblical. Isn't there a story about seven daughters in the Bible somewhere or something close to that?
Well, I do know there's a line of wine called Seven Daughters, and a lot of people from time to time will get my wife a bottle of that. They know Gina likes wine, and so anyhow, it's kind of a fun little thing that we laugh at.
Very unique. And Mike, one thing I've learned about you, you're a man of very strong faith. You're a faith, family, freedom kind of guy.
Try to be, yes.
And you've had some health battles with one of your children, and I've admired the way that your family and specifically your daughter has responded to that.
That's true. A lot of people will remember our daughter Maria had a heart-lung issue that we discovered when she was two. It was something that happened from birth, and because she lived till two before they found it, too much damage had been done. So by the time she was 15 years old, she needed a heart-lung transplant, and down at the Nebraska Med Center in Omaha, that happened when she was 15, and she's 6 years into it, and it's been just a wild ride. People have been very good to us.
Well, and certainly a ride that's tested your faith, and one that I think has revealed the character of the Wilmus family, and you have a lot to be proud of.
Well, we've had a lot of people that have helped keep us strong, and that's a lot of our customers have, and customers and friends, and our customers are our friends, and they've been with us the whole time. So that's not lost on us.
Great to hear. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Mr. Mike Wilmus. Mike is the owner of hardware stores in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and Sioux City, Iowa. In just a moment, we'll be taking a commercial break, and after the break, we'll be talking to Mike about all of the types of things that we must be doing during the winter months to prepare for the snow and the weather that is imminent, but protecting what for most of us is our single greatest investment, our home, our property, and that includes both interior, exterior, the landscaping, the yard, and all those kinds of things. And with 30, almost 40 years in the industry, Mike brings a tremendous amount of expertise. We'll be back to discuss with Mike Wilmus all of your home's needs in the winter season right after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Hoekstra, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Wishing each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas. Just 4 days away, folks. Christmas Eve will be upon us before you know it. And the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, our staff, and our board of directors all wish you and your family a safe, healthy, and happy holiday season. For our friends who celebrate Hanukkah, we wish you a blessed and holy Hanukkah as well. And our guest today on the airwaves, Mr. Mike Wilmus. Mike owns two hardware stores in the Siouxland Metro, one in South Sioux City, Nebraska, one in Sioux City on Hamilton Boulevard. And Mike, we haven't been blasted with our first big blizzard yet. And for procrastinators like me, what do I need to be focused on to take care of my home and my property here in the waning moments of, well, we're actually in winter officially beginning today. But what are those priority items I need to be checking off my list?
If you have a snowblower, Chris, you want to make sure it starts. One of the most sickening feelings a lot of people will have is there's 6 to 12 inches of snow out in their driveway and they haven't tried to start their snowblower, and they go out there and figure out it won't start, or they pulled the rope out of it or whatever, and here they have this nice piece of equipment and they can't use it. So we do have a shop at our South Sioux City store, and we invite people, if you haven't had a chance to make sure it starts, check it out. If it doesn't get it into us while there's nothing on the ground, that's the time to get it done. And we're fairly caught up right now. I don't know, the forecast for this week looks like we're going to be in the 40s. So it's kind of crazy for end of December in Sioux City, Iowa. But the reality is that's probably not going to stay that way. So,
well, it seems to me that winter seems to be starting a little bit later and continuing a little bit longer. We've seen that the last few years, but folks, let's not forget how much snow we got last year. It'd been a lot of years since we had big snows. But I remember well how much snow we had to push in December, January, February of this past year.
January was last year, January 2024 had a lot of snow in it. And you want to make sure that stuff's all ready to go. If your lawn gets long, you can let the grass grow a little bit. No, not a big deal. But when there's snow on the driveway, you want that off as soon as you can.
And Mike, is your team capable of handling the small plastic parts snowblowers, as you know, the Toros, if you will, as well as the great big Aarons and John Deere auger snowblowers?
We're a Toro dealer. We carry all the Toro snowblowers. We carry a significant amount of parts at our parts department in South Sioux City for a lot of different brands of snowblowers. A lot of people, even though Sears is gone, they have Craftsman snowblowers. They don't know where to get the parts. We stock a number of them Right in house, and that's important when you've got snow on the ground and you have a belt broken or a part broken, that we just might have those parts on hand for you.
Mike, what's the street address of your location where you do repairs in South Sioux City?
815 West 29th Street. It's across the street from the Southridge Golf Course and next to the post office in South Sioux City.
In addition to fixing snowblowers, you guys fix a lot of other yard equipment, including chainsaws and weed whackers, etc.
Right. Yeah, we have it's a full shop there that does anything with a gas powered engine. There are a few things that we're not able to fix because we can't get parts for them. There are some items out there where parts are discontinued, and we usually let people know that when they bring them in what we can and can't do. One of the other things I have in both of our stores, not just South Sioux City, but is screen and window repair. And screen and window repair, it's most of the time when you bring those units in, they get done that day or the next day. Again, it's, you know, if there's parts that needs to be ordered, it may take a couple extra days, but it's, you want to make sure all your combination windows are repaired too before it gets super cold. That'll help keep the cold air out of your house if those are working properly.
Speaking of keeping cold air out of your house, we talked about snow on the ground. We can also have snow on the roof. And we recognize the importance of snow rakes.
Right. It's been a lot. It was a large number of years went by where people didn't need roof rakes, and a lot of people forgot about them or how to even use them. And when you have a snow that comes straight down and it's real deep on the roof, it's important that you get the snow off of just the overhang. You don't need to get it off the entire roof. If you get it off the overhang, that allows Mother Nature to melt, and it will run down into the gutter and away from the house. But if there's snow on top of the overhang, the snow that melts, it's above the heated attic, will hit that overhang and freeze and create a literal ice dam. And then what's going to happen is that water will back up on the roof and it'll come into your house. And that's something you don't want to have happen.
So you want to be prepared with that snow rake. You're listening to Grow Sioux Land on KSEJ. Our guest today is Mr. Mike Wilmus, the owner of two Wilmus Hardware locations. And in addition to making sure that we're ready for winter, talk about the importance of changing filters in your furnace.
Twice a year, people really need to be thinking about changing their filter. In the old days when you had the 1-inch filters, you were supposed to do those either monthly or every other month. But most of the new furnaces today have the 4 and 5 inch filters. And some manufacturers will say you can go a year without changing them. Some say you need to do it twice a year. I like doing it twice a year. Think about the spring and the fall, right before you're ready to turn on the air conditioner and right before you're ready to turn on the furnace. They're not that expensive. It's going to be easier on the furnace motor. It keeps everything clean, keeps the air in your house clean. And if you're confused as which way they go in or any of that, we're always there to help. So you can take a picture of your old filter using your phone or bring your old filter in, and we'll explain to you what you need to do, how to put it in, and get you back on track.
I tell you what, it can be confusing to put that in the right way and make sure that the arrows are pointed in the direction
they're
supposed to be pointed in. But I would tell you from personal experience, take your cell phone camera, take a picture, and your staff will help make sure that people have what they've pulled out put back in the right way. And if they have questions about which filter they need, take a picture of it, bring it to you guys and say, here's what it says. It's a whatever by whatever by whatever, and you guys will make sure they get the exact right one.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of crazy. Back in the old days, you know, when they measured a filter, they measured and it measured what they said it did. But today they have what they call slim filters as well as the standard ones. They'll both say 16 by 25 by 4, but one is thinner than the other. Don't ask me to explain it. I'd like to wring some engineer's neck for coming up with that, but we carry them both, and so that's why I like people that take pictures, because you can a little bit more easily see what they've got to work with, so we can help them get what they need.
You know, Mike, for the hard person shop, the person who is hard to shop for, you have so many unique tools, and there's always something there for that person who can fix anything and everything. But in addition to that, here at the holidays, you have some cool gifts to decorate yards and to bring curb appeal to a home as well.
Yeah, the gals that work for me do a really good job with the gift where we carry a number of different things to decorate the house. There's door hangers, there's holiday mats. I call the switch mats. It's a rubber mat and it has an insert that fits on the inside of it. And we carry for all 12 months of the year different seasonal themes that people can change that out. And it's just a neat, unique item that if you don't know what to get your mom for Christmas, she's somebody that's just hard to shop for. You get her one of those switch mats. And then for Mother's Day, you can get her a different insert for it. You can get her a different insert for St. Patrick's Day or for Easter or for fall. It's 4th of July. They make all the different seasonal inserts. So it kind of sets you up for something that you can give that you don't have to think a whole lot about it.
Yeah, that's certainly a nice gift to have. And when you talk about the fall, you know, we go from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas, and then it's New Year's and Valentine's Day and into St. Patrick's Day. They got something for everything.
They do. Yeah. It's just a neat item to give somebody.
You also have some really cool lawn furniture or outdoor furniture, as well as yard ornaments.
Right. It's an entire line from a company called Evergreen, and they change out every year. There's different wind spinners that people, they're just really fun to look at, and they're really pretty. So, and those are, the majority of those are on display at our Marketplace store where we have a lot more room.
And we could always take care of dear old dad. You have a whole line of grills and other outdoor equipment.
Grills, we do Big Green Egg, we do Weber, we do Traeger. Yeah, there's we carry all the different spices and rubs and the different wood pellets, different flavors. So it's lots of different accessories too.
And they're used 12 months a year now. I mean, it's not just summer any longer.
Right. That's a 12-month thing for grills. There are people that use them year-round. I know I do myself. It's just the grills have gotten so much better. They're just like an oven in a house. The thermostats are accurate with them, and cooking on a grill used to be a chore. It's not anymore. It's actually a lot of fun.
And you have propane for the grill, and you also have propane for outdoor heaters.
We do. At our South Sioux City store, we have a propane fill station. We're able to do the barbecue tanks. We're able to do the guys that have the big bottles that are using them on job sites. So RVs as well. So South Sioux City is where you need to go if you need propane. Our Northside Marketplace store does do exchanges. So we offer that up on the north side as well.
Mike, thanks for being our guest, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Chris. Merry Christmas to you and all the people here at the Chamber of Commerce. And I wish all of my customers and staff, everybody, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you. We will be back next Saturday with more on Grow Siouxland. Make it a great Saturday. Enjoy some college football. This new 12-team expanded playoff should be very, very interesting. Most importantly, give your loved ones a hug. Enjoy the holiday season. We'll be back with more next Saturday. For our guest, Mike Wilmus, our producer, Justin Barker, our sponsor, Chris Bogenreef, my name is Chris McGowan, and we're thrilled that you've been with us. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.